Iris. Welcome to my art studio where all the magic happens. This is the station for painting, and that is the station for all the resin art I do. If you want to check out my art, all you gotta do is go to lutfstudio.com. But I'm sure, or at least I hope, I'll see you at lutfstudio.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Live Up to Freedom. As always, I appreciate you being here and joining me. And as always, I will ask you to please share this feed wherever you're watching. I am live on Lindell TV, Frank Speech, YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, World Movie Weekend, or www.tv.com. So wherever you are, please make sure to share this feed. I think it's going to be an interesting discussion. I think. So, a lot going on with Iran. And I don't mean regarding the revolution. I mean regarding Iran regime, doing Iran regime. I freaking love you guys. Hi. I'm sorry I made you jump. Iran regime doing Iran regime, you know, and getting no coverage. Because why would they, right? We're still negotiating, not regarding Iran deal. We're doing prisoner swap now. We're going to find something to negotiate with these people, but we will cover up what they're doing. So I'm going to get to that. I will, I promise you. But before I do that, I want to talk here. Inside the United States. I am scrolling through TikTok. Yes, I know. You don't have to like the fact that I'm on TikTok. I will stay on TikTok. TikTok has been one of very rare platforms that has helped dramatically during this uprising in Iran. So, and I love to dance, just a side note. But I'm scrolling through TikTok and I come across this video and I'm like, is this a joke? I watch it again and again. I'm like, no, this is not a joke. And it's not normally a topic that I cover. There's no specific reason for it. There are, you know, other topics I cover. But like today, I'm doing this. Today, I am covering this because I'm probably going to pause it here and there to make comments. You feel free to do the same. But here we go.
You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable.
This gentleman will answer, but here's the thing. Trans men who are capable of pregnancy. Aren't trans men technically, biologically women who now decided to be a man? So going back to it, the answer, the way she's trying to complicate this or twist the answer got me first. Now it gets worse as the video goes on, but facts are facts, but then somehow we're at a time in our life, like every other problem is solved, right? We have no other problem there. There's no inflation, pipelines are open, they're not blowing up cities, they're not derailing trains, they're not funding terrorism. All of that is solved. Now it's the matter of cis woman. First of all, don't you dare. I'm a woman. That's it. End of story. I'm a woman. There is no trans woman, cis woman, this woman, that woman. It's just a woman. But what she's explaining, again, no matter how much she tries to twist it, it still goes back to women are the one that are capable of pregnancy. Now, she does refer to cis women who are capable, cis women who are not. Okay. But unless you're a woman, you're not capable of pregnancy. Follow the science, right? We're supposed to trust the science. But when it comes to this, I guess we don't. Let me let her talk.
Of pregnancy.
So this isn't really a women's rights issue.
We can recognize that this impacts women while also recognizing that it impacts other groups. Those things are not mutually exclusive, Senator Hawley.
Oh, so your view is that the core of this right then is about what?
So I want to recognize.
Before she does the recognition, Senator Hawley, how did you say a great job? I'm just staying calm because at this point I would be definitely not calm about it. But you see, when I say we have forgotten how to talk about things and how to communicate properly, this is exactly what I mean. By the way, you'll come to realize she's a teacher. She is a teacher. She's teaching our kids, okay? This is a teacher who is either twisting answers or dodging answer questions. The question right now by Senator Hawley is, what would be the core of this issue or rights? She doesn't even address that question because she will have no choice but to say woman's rights, right? But she will dodge that question and goes to recognize something ridiculous.
Nice that your line of questioning is transphobic and it opens up trans people to violence by not recognizing that.
Wow, you're saying that I'm opening up people to violence by asking whether or not women are the folks who can have pregnancies?
So I want to note that 1 out of 5 transgender persons have attempted suicide.
Okay. Hi, Donald. Hi, again. So I also want to note that not only you didn't answer a single question, but you have this list of talking points. As a teacher, you should absolutely be ashamed of yourself. You have been dictated this list of talking points to throw in there. First, you won't answer the root of this right issue. You bring up the line of questioning as transphobic. Another made-up term by the elite to create more division in this country. Then you go to say this line of questioning is creating, opens people to violence. Why? Why? I mean, when was the last time a gay person or a trans person or a whatever inside the LGBTQ never-ending alphabet soup was attacked or violated? I'm not saying it never happened. There was a time when they did. But today, they own us. We look at them wrongly, we get a lawsuit. We look at them wrongly, we get charged by hate crime. What are you talking about? Now you go to say, you know, what was the number? 3 out of 10, something like that, come to suicide. It is sad that the suicide rate within human society is skyrocketing, but inside America is also pretty high too. I mean, suicide shouldn't be there anyways. But did it ever occur to anyone, those defending the trans people or her who's sitting there twisting things, maybe, just maybe, they are committing suicide because they are coming to realize they are beyond confused about their own personality, their own existence? Could it be depression has hit them based on picking the wrong path and then being cheered by a bunch of people like their teacher and coming to realize they don't even know what they're doing with their life? Because one of the main reasons of suicide, unfortunately, is when you give up on life. Depression plays a huge role, or sometimes trauma. Trauma plays a huge role. When you can't cope with your trauma, when it's too much, when you don't know how to wake up in the morning and breathe without hurting physically or emotionally, you will consider taking your own life. And I just want to put this out. Let it be some people taking it, running with it and turning it as against me as a weapon. I'm talking from experience. That's where I was at. The pain from trauma, the old wounds of physical hurt, emotional hurt, not being able to trust anyone, talk to anyone, look at anyone as another human was too much to bear. So for this teacher to twist this whole thing and put it as the line of questioning by a senator is the reason that trans people are committing suicide for a teacher, I think if she's got a PayPal account, PayPal should charge her $2,500 for disinformation. See, this is why certain social issues in America are not being resolved. This is why certain issues in social issues in America are getting worse, because we don't want to touch the root. We want to twist and turn things into whatever is convenient at the moment for the final agenda. And I go back to the fact that the main reason I decided to bring this on my show today is the fact that this woman is a teacher. I don't know about here, but in Iran, by culture, teachers are known to be the second most trusted by kids after their parents, because they teach them. We keep teachers in a very high regard of respect for being teachers. It's a very respected career. This woman is a teacher, and she's sitting there blaming and it's a simple question. Are you referring to biological women who are capable of getting pregnant? It is a very scientifically simple yes or no answer. But we're doing this twist around, pointing finger, and the senator will get there of, oh, so we just don't talk about it. Because if we talk about anything that doesn't fit the narrative, we're Islamophobe, we're homophobe, we're transphobe, we're disphobe, that phobe, list of phobe goes on. So we just don't talk about it.
So I think it's important
because of my line of questioning. So we can't talk about it?
Because denying that trans people exist and pretending not to know that they exist.
I'm denying
dangerous.
That trans people exist by asking you if you're talking about women having pregnancies.
Do you believe that men can get pregnant?
No, I don't think women can get
pregnant. So you are denying that trans people exist?
That leads to violence? Is this how you run your classroom? Are students allowed to question you?
Absolutely.
Or are they also treated like this?
Where no.
They're told that they're opening up people to violence.
We have a good time in my class. You should join.
I bet.
You might learn a lot.
Wow, I would learn a lot. I've learned a lot just
in
this exchange.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, denying the existence of trans people, that was another interesting point that she brought up. How are we denying them? So our choices are deny science or deny trans man can be pregnant. I'm cool with denying science, but can we then go ahead and deny COVID vaccine too? Or no, there's like a chapter within the article of the description that has the exception underlying fine print that will fit your agenda. So yeah, I just had to bring this up today because, again, as you know, I don't have kids. But for those of you out there who do have kids, this is the type of teachers we have out there. Sorry, I'm trying to. Exactly, BJ. And you're welcome. Yes. And I agree. The definition of woke, you know, what a woke person is, this woman who's a teacher, I will emphasize teacher. She is a teacher. This woman is out there teaching our kids. What is she teaching them? Be ignorant. Disregard facts. Disregard reality. Step into little made bubble of non-existence so you don't open violence and create suicide attempts by those who want to exist within a non-existence bubble. Again, yeah, you want to be a trans man or a woman or whatever you want to be. I don't care. Wake up and identify as my microphone. I don't care. But the moment you're going to come at me or my kids, my fellow humans, and force them to acknowledge your existence where you're not going to acknowledge mine, I'm going to push back. I will. Because as much as you have the freedom to identify as whatever it is you want to identify as, I also have the freedom to identify as reality of what I was born into. You see, you want to say you were born in the wrong body? Okay, fine. Fine. But the fact that you want me to agree that it's a possibility, then you're stepping into my freedoms. I don't agree. I don't. And it's not that I don't agree because I'm a Christian who believes, you know, God's creation are correct. That has nothing to do with it. Do I believe that? Yes. But that has nothing to do with my disagreement. The reason I disagree is I was born in Islamic Republic of Iran as a girl. I was raised for 15 full years, trained as a half a human. I was raised to think that I have half a brain compared to a man standing next to me, whomever that man was. Later on in life, I escaped. I come to have my freedom. I start hanging around a free country and I start testing things. And I come to realize, wait a minute, I have a full brain. Could I continue believing their lies? Yes, that would have been a choice. That wouldn't be the reality. So let's be clear. Whatever you're going to identify as, that is not the reality. It's just your choice. It is not an illness. It is not a mental illness. It's a choice. It's a preference. You know, there was a time when we would call them tomboys because it was a girl who wanted to be like boys, wanted to wear clothing like boys and wanted to go get dirty and play soccer and football. It was still a she who was a tomboy. The society decided, let's expand this to where you have to call them he or they or whatever new things they're coming up with. It's a preference. If you prefer to be a boy, you don't get to blame God for it. Okay, you don't get to cry wolf and say, oh, y'all better have to call me a boy. I mean, it's a name. You want to pick your name as James, be my guest. You want me to call you James? No problem. But don't ask me to accept you as a man because you're not a man. Vice versa with the man who wants to be a woman. Same thing. You're not. Be honest with yourself, with your parents, with me, with the society, with your teacher, with your senator. I say, listen, free will and all, I prefer to be a boy. And we'd be like, okay, cool. But don't tell me man can't get pregnant. Don't. Because then I will just laugh at your ignorance. I'll be like, I'm not sure where you got your degree and how you became a teacher, but you definitely need to be retrained on your education. Better yet, you need to open your brain and think. If you have any thinking cells left in your brain, because the way you're reacting to these line of questioning tells me, most likely, I don't know due to what, but somehow, somewhere, your white cells have started popping dead. Oh, wait. Is my line of speaking right now opening violence? Probably. You know why? Because you think somehow, somewhere, words create violence. You think somehow, somewhere, people who choose to be angry heard it from someone else to be angry. What you don't acknowledge is what you're doing to our society, what you're doing to our kids. When you bring a six-year-old kid and say, oh, my son's gay, you are creating the anger in them. One of the biggest challenges of my life personally was to learn to not hate myself. So you see, I may not be a trans, I may not be woke, I may not be open-minded, but I have experienced almost everything these kids are experiencing years after they either decided or their parents or their teacher or their neighbor decided for them to be something else. It was chosen for me to be raised something else. And it took me a long time to stop hating myself. During that time of hating myself, I was angry. Any reason given to me, I would have loved to punch somebody in the face. Hey, I even committed suicide. It was a long journey to not hate myself, to learn about myself, and to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. So when I sit here, and as I said, I don't cover this topic, not as much as Islam. But when I saw this video, I couldn't scroll through it and not talk about it. I couldn't stop myself from saying, we are creating the anger and the self-hatred within our kids by allowing this kind of teachers, by allowing this kind of mentality, by accepting this kind of behavior in our society. We are creating a generation that will have so much self-hatred that will be open to socialism, communism, Islamism, red-green access, and all of it. Because one of the reasons society would accept tyranny is when self-hatred is on the table. When you hate yourself, you go and find a bad partner. You find an abusive husband. You find an abusive girlfriend because you hate you. You want to be miserable. You want to be punished all day long. You want to not be valued and appreciated and cherished. Been there, done that. I know what I'm talking about. We are betraying our children by in any shape or form allowing this. We are. So, Madam Teacher, I will pray for you. I will. Because even the anger in you tells me you need lots and lots of prayer to find peace. One word took for you to snap and not come back from it. You lost respect. You lost point of view. You lost all of your rationality. All of it was one word. One word from the senator and you were gone. So I will pray for you. And I will also pray for the children that are in your classroom. I agree with the senator. And I will pray for every person out there who one way or another is part of this enabling and normalizing. As I said, I have no problem with your preferences. But as long as you call it what it is. See, the PC culture has created this fog of made-up words and terms. It's not factual, right? By fact and evidence, you're not a man. By choice and preferences, you act like a man. That, I'll deal with. I'll be okay with it. Okay, I got very few minutes left on my Lendl TV spot, so let me go ahead and quickly bring this up, because we're going to talk about Iran, as I said. Let me see if I can pull up the article. There you go. Okay, so joke of the century. This is on Jihad Watch, guys, if you want to go check it out. It's on Jihad Watch. And Iran and China issued joint statement calling on Afghanistan to end restrictions on women. Like, title itself, like, do I even need to read this? But I'll read it. In a recital, I guess, announcement, communist China, which has its own problems with women's rights, and Islamic Iran, which is in the throes of an uprising over the murder of young women, are calling upon Afghanistan to ease up on women and end restriction and mockery of the West, which has piled on since Joe Biden came to power. The call came to in a joint statement Thursday issued at the close of a visit to Beijing by Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi, during which the two sides affirmed close economic and political ties and their rejection of Western standard of human rights and democracy. I will stop it right here. Well, my screen went all crazy again. Okay, so yes, Pat, I did laugh. I actually laughed like really loud Luckily, I wasn't drinking coffee or anything, so I ended up choking or spitting my drink. I'm like, wait a minute. So, the world's hypocrisy has reached a point when Iran and China say they don't agree with Western standards and, you know, human rights. I guess it's too much for them, right? But they want Taliban of Afghanistan to go ahead and ease down. Like, as I like, be normal, it's just ease down. Let me break this down quickly. So the things Taliban has done since they took power in Afghanistan, number one, is schools are close to girls again. Girls aren't going to school. No woman is allowed to have any job unless they're wearing the full burqa, full hijab cover up and all that, and a male guardian authorization. They also, of course, brought the hijab back. Everybody has to wear the hijab and the burqa and the niqab again. Actresses and singers are, you know, banned from singing again, and actresses can act as long as they're wearing proper hijab. So these are what they have done in a summary quickly, since I don't have too much time on my half an hour on Lindell TV. Now, let's talk about China. So the Communist Party of China has killed, I don't know how many babies, because they want to control their population, and they force women to abort their babies, their unborn babies. What a concept. What a lovely woman's right given to their woman, right? And I'm positive 120% that China also does, I guess the proper term is, sterilize their woman. What do I know? I guess Taliban should lift the hijab, allow them to not wear the hijab, but then force abort their babies or sterilize them whenever they wish to do that. And do I even need to start with the Islamic Republic of Iran? The condition between a Taliban and China is still better than how Islamic Republic of Iran treats women. I just told you. You're raised half a person, you're an adult woman in age 9, you can have a husband to rape you every night starting age 9. Like, come on, that's better, woman's right, isn't it? I am definitely being fully sarcastic, guys, because between that video and this news, I am about to lose my very professional personality on camera and just scream at, what is wrong with us? What is wrong with us? Could it be the question of, why do we care? I mean, the first one, we have to care, right? It's our children. Second news, why do we care? I'll tell you why we care. As reported on that, again, on jihadwatch.org is where you find it. China and Iran are, you know, buddy buddies. There are apparently stronger allies, economic, politics, all that good stuff. A bunch of hypocrites, of course. But then we're involved with them. Guys, we are involved with these two countries. We are funding them. We're doing business with them. We're enabling them. I know it's our regime, but guess what? As long as we're not doing anything about it, we are part of the problem. As long as we are sitting back, what am I talking about? We have our own issues right here in our backyard with teachers talking about that. But we still ain't doing anything about it. One day, right? One day, somehow, somewhere, somebody's going to care, and somebody's going to lead, and somebody's going to organize, and... Well, I'm out of time on Lindell TV, guys. Let me say goodbye to my Lindell TV audience. Thank you so much for being here. I do apologize if you were making comments. I did not see comments. I just saw one comment by BJ coming up. I was looking at the comments. So if you did make comments, I did not ignore them. I just didn't see them. As you know, we sometimes have comment issues. And if you want to continue watching this, you know, head over to my Rumble channel or just liveuptofreedom.com. We stream on my homepage now. You can head over to Facebook, YouTube, wherever, to see the rest of this show. Rest of platforms, please don't go anywhere. I'm going to take a 1-minute sponsor break. And then I'll be right back. Welcome back to Live Up to Freedom. Thank you so much for staying with me until now. I do appreciate you, your shares, your comments, your support, your opinion, all of that. And yes, Ace, I agree. If this article was not published on jihadwatch.org, I would actually think it's Babylon B article as well. But it is on Jihad Watch. It is hilarious. But you know, sometimes the level of, it's like, it's tragically hilarious. So it's all funny in a good way funny. It's just like, wow. How can, like, is there any higher the level of hypocrisy could possibly make its way to? Like, I don't think so. I don't know. I shouldn't say I don't think so because they definitely beat themselves daily. But it's something. It's definitely. They could be. Oh boy. Okay, let me put this up next. Before I put this up, I remember the day this happened. I don't know if you guys remember. It was August 12th of 2022. And I got a call. Right as I got the news, I got a call from Brian House regarding Salman Rushdie was attacked. I'm like, yep. He's like, can you come on and talk? Sure. I went on his radio and I did the audio only. I wasn't on camera. I just couldn't, like, it was, even though I didn't even show my face, I remember comments by many audience who were concerned just hearing my voice. Salman Rushdie was attacked in New York, giving a speech, stabbed, ended up losing his left eye, I believe. Left eye, I believe, and many nerve damages. The reports came out with, you know, not much information. I did a bit of a digging. Attacker, born in America to a Lebanese family who were loyal to Hezbollah and IRGC. And, you know, we just pretty much didn't hear much about it, except that, you know, he was attacked and he was attacked. Very few platforms such as Jihad Watch, Robert Spencer, Front Page Magazine of David Horowitz, myself, Brian House, a few of us talked about the fact that Salman Rushdie, you know, author of the book Satanic Versus, had this bounty for more than 30 years on him. And when a bounty is issued, it's just there and it will die until you die. The bounty dies with you. And I remember on that day, on that radio, I told Brian, I said, he asked me how am I feeling about this. I said, I might consider just, you know, retiring. I took about, I think, 2 or 3 weeks off camera that time and just thought about everything. And I just want to be sure, if you missed it back then, I wasn't planning to retire because I got scared. No, I was planning to retire because I just didn't see the point any longer. We have lost too many brave patriots trying to educate the public and exposing the corruption and the Islamization and the red-green axis. And sadly and unfortunately, when you look at it, they were forgotten in a heartbeat. You know, their death was covered up, their attack, like Salman Rushdie, was covered up. And that was my reasoning to think that if I want to even come back, and of course, clearly I did come back. But back then, one of the things was the whole, and because, you know, this was happening while we're negotiating with Iran regarding Iran deal. And it was the whole, you know, this guy took a bounty from 30 years ago. It had nothing to do with today. You know, it has nothing to do with anything. Nothing. I covered back then, when I came back, I covered the story of one of the sanctions we lifted on the 15 of Hordad team was, you know, lifted from terrorist list by Biden regime, part of negotiation, who were about half of the bounty on Salman Rushdie was placed by them. It was like, you know, F, and he's making things up. I'm giving you all of this to take you here. Iran International has put this report up. Iran to reward Salman Rushdie's attacker with farmland. The Islamic Republic says it will grant 1,000 square meters of farmland to the assailant who stabbed Salman Rushdie, the British author of the Satanic Verses. Mohammed Ismail Zarei, head of the Secretariat to, oh my goodness, implement Khomeini's fatwa on execution of Salman Rushdie, said Monday that we sincerely thank the young American for his brave action in carrying out the historic fatwa of Imam Khomeini. Let me go back here. I butchered it because I know how to say it in Farsi. I don't know how to say it in English, but you do realize there's like a head of, there's a department for Khomeini's fatwas. Who's Khomeini? Khomeini is the first supreme leader. Khomeini is dead. But there is a department with a head of named Zarei to, you know, take care of whatever fatwas is left. Rushdie was stabbed in the neck and torso on a stage at a lecture in New York State by Hadi Mador, a 24-year-old man, in August of 2022. He lost an eye on one eye, that's supposed to be one eye and movement in his hand after a lengthy medical treatment. With this action, he blinded Salman Rushdie in one eye and disabled his arm to make Muslims happy. I can't read the rest of this, guys. I'm sorry. Iran International, you can go there and catch the rest of it. I'm barely keeping my professionalism here. So, where do I even begin? Let me start here on a personal, I'm going to get personal for a second. You okay with that? To everyone for the last 7 years is screaming out there, smearing me with whatever they want to smear with me with. Oh, she's a fake. You know, she's got no bounties. Nobody cares. Yada, yada, whatever. What was the latest, Michael? Spirit of Jezebel. Okay, so you're familiar with that one too. I want you to go read that. And how heartbreaking when an American is being rewarded, right? The bravery of an American man not only has made Muslims happy, has made Muslims happy. And to this day, no Muslim had come out to say, you know, they're not happy about this, or they want Maduro to be punished for he did what he did. Let me put this out there before anybody goes like, not all Muslims. If it wasn't all Muslims, where's the one single Muslim who came out, you know, saying anything against what happened to Salman Rushdie or the rest of us? And so it is all Muslims. Even those who may not be happy about it will not dare say they're not happy about it because they'd be the next on the list of bad buzz. Make Muslims happy and now be rewarded with farmland. Yeah, it's all just, we make this kind of stuff up, you know, we make it up for fame and money and all that stuff, right? 7 years, I'm just making things up. And somebody once said, yeah, right, like they're like, excuse me, they're not going to pay or give rewards or whatever. Well, there you have it. There you have it, my dear fellow Americans. Wake up, wake up, wake up. And again, this was the reason I wanted to reevaluate coming back. I'm like, what? I mean, what is the point? They're going to end up capturing me based on their own orders. I'm supposed to be raped. I'm supposed to be burned with acid. I'm supposed to be chopped up. I'm supposed to be hung. I'm supposed to be stoned. All of those are available. I'm going to have to face all of that for what? For when day later, people are going to move on with their life and go Snapchatting? I don't know. Many, many, many platforms and sources didn't even follow up with what happened with Salman Rushdie. I remember when he actually did an interview and he said he thought his life was back to normal. 30 some years pass, he's fine. When I say these people hold grudges, you all think I just had a couple of bad experiences with them? No, they do hold grudges. Mohammed did, so will they. You don't find any verses in the Quran that suggest forgiveness. I mean, you find plenty of them. They hold grudges. One by one by one by one. Remember, now concentration, after 30-some year, they did their Salman Rushdie fatwa and giving the reward. But remember how much reward is out there for President Trump regarding Qasem Soleimani. Just pointing out some more of, you know, what's coming. And most people tend to not even take it serious. Why would they? Here, let's go to something a little bit more recent before I run out of time. I do apologize as I'm kind of, I'll be fine. Here we go. Here's the next report of Peaceful Religion of Islam. Also available on Iran International in English language, so you can read it. Iran International broadcast operation in its London studio has been forced to close their London studio due to terror threats. After a significant escalation in state-backed threats from Iran and advice from the Metropolitan Police, Iran International TV says it has reluctantly closed its London studio and moved broadcasting to Washington, D.C. The station will continue to operate from its offices in D.C. uninterrupted. Threats had grown to the point that it was felt it was no longer possible to protect the channel's staff, other employees at Chiswick Business Park, and the general public. Iran International was warned by authorities in November that its journalists were under threat from Iranian agents, and the Metropolitan Police took measures to strengthen security around the network's office in the area. I did report this. I did report it by myself, and I went on Brand House Live reporting it there. There you go. I am glad they're safe. I am very sad that it's in England and they still have to shut it down because the elite is not going to stand up to Islamic Republic of Iran, nor their minions and terrorists. And, you know, we have a Lebanese American born Lebanese parent who goes, does Khomeini's fatwas. I mean, what do I know? I personally have followed and reported from Iran International, as you guys know, for a long time. Same thing with Afghanistan International. It breaks my heart that they have to do what they had to do. And it further breaks my heart that we are still, did I mention we're still talking to Iran? Or did I forget to mention that part? Like, did I mention now we're talking to Iran, still talking to Iran? Like, they can work with me, guys, here in the comments. Let me know. If you feel like just the three reports I put out, Iran, China, a statement rewarding Salman Rushdie's attacker, and now this one, if these three to you as just pure Americans or pure, I know I have an audience, George from England, Brits, if any of these or all of these would be enough for you individually to say, hey, I don't want my government to deal with these people, would it? Or maybe I'm just over exaggerating. I don't know. Maybe I'm just biased. I don't know. Maybe I'm just as scared. I don't know. To me, 44 years of history has a record of do not deal with these people. Do not negotiate with these people. Do not get rid of these people. You ask me? Get rid of them. Sanction them to exit. If that's even a word, if that even makes sense. Do we? I don't know. I genuinely don't understand it anymore. I don't respect it. I don't understand it. It gives me a physical, genuine headache. It terrifies me to think a full TV station shut down. Like, you guys get it, right? I literally called Brennan House a few months ago when the original news came out. I'm like, watch your back. I was like, what do you mean? I'm like, they're targeting every single platform that is covering the uprising in Iran. I was like, Iranians, right? I'm like, no, all of, like, even you are targeted. And he's like, seriously? I'm like, yeah. Yeah. One by one, they are taking out the journalists, Iranians first, and then they're going to come after non-Iranians. Good. I'm glad some of you agree with me. We shouldn't deal with these people. We shouldn't fund these people for sure. Ace, I'm not familiar with that movie. The line you're giving me, I'm not familiar with it. We are still funding these people, and guess what? When I say we are, I mean genuinely me and you, we're funding them. Our tax money is funding them. We pay taxes, they get funded. And then they go after people. I don't know how long Iran International is going to last in Washington, D.C. I mean, it's D.C. You know what I'm saying? I need to remove this. That's just killing me, literally killing me. This is DC. I don't know how long. I don't even know if they're going to be safe there. Remember when they came after Masih Alinejad? Kidnapping Khalid. We indicted four people that are in Iran. And then, you know, supposedly offered protection to Masih recently. She's in the safe house, and man shows up with a machine gun ready to kill her. So I'm not even sure how long Iran International is going to be safe, or how long until they have to shut down, or God forbid, they lose journalists, kidnapped, killed, I don't know. I have no idea. Well, Chris, you would think so. Chris is saying tax dollars, you should have a say where the cash gets to go. You would think so. But again, lack of action and reaction from my fellow Americans. Again, a lot of Americans forgotten that we are the bosses in this country. We hire our politicians. We have given up on that so long ago. We don't even bother to pick up the phone. It would be like, hey, what you doing? From estate issues to local issues to federal issues to international relations to budgeting, how much more money are we going to give Pakistan for gender study? What a study. It's Pakistan. You really think they're spending that money for gender study? It's Pakistan. And you think in Islamic countries, I dare you go to Islamic country and claim anything more than two genders and watch what happens to you. Genuinely, watch what happens to you. gender study. Exactly, Michael. In DC, there is no Second Amendment anymore. And I will be following up. I will make a couple of calls and send a couple of emails to see if they are being provided protection by government. Because I know in England they were, as we read on the article, for a good 2 months or so, they literally had police officers outside and, you know, cars and all that. But apparently they couldn't do it for whatever reason. I don't read the details. But I want to know if they're getting that protection here in America. Because I highly doubt it. Remember, Biden regime would love to hand us all over. And by us, I mean all the Iranian people out here who are exposing the regime. Yeah, I know, Chris. Canada is definitely... But I'll tell you what. To be very fair, Trudeau has handled the Iran situation 10 times better than Biden's regime here. I'll give him that. He has. He made quick moves and he finalized his moves. So on that one topic, I'm going to have to say he did good. Even though he normally is a terrible leader and a terrible person, but when it came to pressure of Iranians, he definitely budged there. He did a stand up and he did pull a couple of really good moves there. But other than that, yes, I know Canada. Listen, is there a country right now that's doing any better? No. But again, if you look, the reason within every country is either people are comfortably numb, people have given up, people are okay with what's happening. These are the three categories of majority of people of every country. That's why it's happening. That's why it's happening. Now, is there any possible way for those of us who haven't given up or are not comfortably numb or not okay with what's going on? Is there any way for us to get the rest of them to come join us? I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I'm live every single day. Well, 6 days a week. I'm live for one full hour. I'm lucky if I get 30 of you guys to join. 30. I posted a video of me and Emma last night with some music in the background, and it gets like 3,000 views. And no, I don't buy it for a single second that it's shadow banning. I don't buy it. I don't. You know why I don't buy it? Because when I wake up in the morning while I'm having my coffee, I'm on my phone on my certain pages that I need to follow and get information from. So it doesn't matter how much they're shadow banned. If people would come to my page once a day, just once a day, they would see my show. May not watch it live, but they would see the show, right? I have asked 500 million times to sign up to my newsletter. I'll send you my shows weekly. Simply go to liveuptofreedom.com. No. I'm on Rumble. Rumble doesn't shadow ban, does it? Twitter, isn't your lovely buddy Elon Musk there not shadow banning anymore? Or as I said, Lindell TV, WVWT. I mean, I'm on way too many platforms to buy the whole shadow ban excuse anymore. No, it's the fact that people don't want to hear it. Because when they hear it, then they have to feel it. When they feel it, then they have to do something about it. Why would you want to go do that now? As I said, comfortably numb. I'm going to go absolute arrogant here. I can guarantee you 99% of what I bring to you, you don't hear or see anywhere else. But all the channels that are repeating each other and taking notes from each other to do the daily show, you get thousands, tens, hundreds of thousands of views there. Why? One, the topic they cover is bullying, not painful. They sit there and mock Biden all day long and the circle back girl all day long. And come. It's about mocking people. Or it's about moaning and bitching. That's a preferred attitude by American culture. Serious issues should not be discussed and serious solutions should not be offered because then they have to get up and do something. That is why people like me are ignored. And I'm not the only one. There are brilliant reporters out there that I watch their pages just as flat dead as mine. And no, it's again, You can tell me it's shadow banned until your face turns blue. I know it's not. You know why? Because I'm streaming on my own website. Are you telling me I'm shadow banning my own website? Am I? I don't think so. I'll post a single cover photo of me. It gets like 5,000 people on it. Yeah. Kitty videos? Popular! Serious issues of our time? Don't even dare. Don't. George, my Rumble is Annie Cyrus Unfiltered. Annie Cyrus Unfiltered or ACU News. My Rumble link, like if you watch my show on my homepage, liveuptofreedom.com, it's a direct Rumble. So you click on it, it takes you to my Rumble. Thank you, Ace. And I know, yes, that video, me and Emma, was incredibly adorable, and that's why I posted it. But my point is, sometimes, you gotta be honest. You see, my biggest thing is I'm very honest, even with myself. I've been told by many people, oh, just do this, and you did, and I can be on air, like, I can sit here today all the way until 10 p.m. with you guys. I'm not going to make a difference. The time of my show has nothing to do with the response. The topic does. If it's starting tomorrow, I would sit here and start repeating what everybody else is saying. Oh, watch as my show will grow. Woo! I'm not here to do that, though. I'm not. I don't know what you think of him personally, but I also feel like that is why Alex Jones was banned. I mean, sure. Gay frogs and all that, but still. What was the reason what do you think was the reason he was banned? Because I didn't catch that part of it, sorry. But personally, what do I think of Alex Jones? I think Alex Jones is brilliant enough to start over-exaggerating and screaming at people on camera, creating enough drama that is craved by our fellow Americans. You got enough drama on camera? Sit here and start bashing other people. Starting tomorrow, if I come exposing right-wing people, woo! We have it made, man. And that is exactly why the left wins. Gotcha. Yes. The left wins because they are serious about their fight. They're serious about their agenda. They're serious about their goal. The right is all about drama and, you know, screen matches and all that. That's just the way it is. I don't know how long until left might convince me to become broadcaster for them. Oh, buckle down. I'm kidding. The good thing is at least I'm now independent. Guys, I'm almost at the end of my airtime here. So let me see if I can try this. I do need your support. Especially because I got like 20 people who watch my show and support my work. We need to work with each other, guys, 20 people versus me. GiveSendGo.com/LUTF. GiveSendGo.com/LUTF. That's where my broadcasting, it's only $500 a month, guys. Because I do everything myself, like from switching to setting up to researching to doing the lighting, camera, microphone, all of that, send the feed out, all of that. So it's very small. So you can contribute monthly or once or recurring on givesendgo.com/LUTF. givesendgo.com/LUTF. Liveuptofreedom.com is where you can sign up. For my newsletter that goes out lost track of that. liveuptofreedom.com is where you can sign up for my newsletter where I send out once a week on Saturdays with every show I've done during the week. And all the other links are on liveuptofreedom.com as well. Subscribe to my Rumble channel if you can, that would be greatly appreciated. And I will see you tomorrow, right? Today was, I don't even know what today was, Monday. Happy Monday.